God. Amen. I've always said there's only two angels that was in the rich family. Don't go there. I always said there's only two in the rich family, and that was Mary and Johnny. That's the only two angels we had. The rest of us was a handful, brother. Glad to be in the house of God tonight. Tonight, I'm not going to hold you long. Somebody said, why do you like down here rather than up there? But you ever seen a fat man fall down a set of steps? I'm not getting up there. I appreciate being here. It's an honor to speak to you tonight, and it's hard to follow my sister and Brother Bolliford. It's hard. And then you got another one coming up Wednesday night. I'll tell you what, it's hard to follow these other preachers in this church. But I just want to talk to the church tonight. All right. I've shared with somebody, I ain't going to call their names, but the last few weeks, God's really been dealing with me. About this church, I just want to preach his church tonight. Just want to share with you what God gave me. We find our text tonight in the 17th chapter of John. And when I speak, I'm not the best speaker, but I try to follow God. I had another message a few weeks ago. God said, no, that ain't what you're going to preach. Amen. I don't know how many visitors we have here tonight. Just hang on to your seat. Get ready for the ride. Amen. Two places in John chapter 17, verse 11, verse 21. We'll pick up where Jesus is fixing to be arrested. And he knows this is his last time to be with his disciples. He's taught them Sister Mary. He's prayed with them. He showed them the words they need to know from him. And so this is going to be the last time that he's around his disciples. Next is going to be the cross. He's going to be descended, go up to heaven. I know there's other times he'll be with them, but I came across this. I've never read this like this before, but in the 17th chapter of John, starting with verse 11. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but if you ever have a chance to read it, it's one of the last prayers that Jesus prayed. And verse 11 says, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Drop down to verse 21. He prays the same thing again. Verse 21, he says, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I am in thee. That they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Amen. God, as we come before you tonight for the next few minutes, God, we just pray, God, that you'll move in a mighty way. Touch lives. We pray, God, that you only let me speak the things, God, that you'd have for this church tonight. That, God, that you'll just move in a mighty way. God, touch lives and hearts. We pray, Jesus, let your spirit speak. We ask you in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I want to preach tonight on the unity of the church. Amen. Like I said, the last several weeks, God's been dealing with me about things. I shared with somebody and we discussed some things, and there has been no, I'm not, what I say tonight is all in love. But you know, there's unity in the church, but there's also division in the church. I say the church, not, I did not say Victory Temple. I said the church. I've always said, Brother Chad, that if all the church world, the church, would come together, we could take this country over. You know, we could take, Brother Keith, if the Assembly of God would get with the Baptist get with the Church of God, the Church of God get with the UPC, if the church, can you imagine if all the church, we just seen this not too long ago in the death of that man that got assassinated, where they had the big crusade. There was all different believers in that place. And I heard people say that they just felt the presence of God in that Coliseum. Can you imagine if all the churches would get together and lay aside their little differences and their little beliefs and say, we're going to take this country over. Can you imagine what this country would turn into? Amen. We could have revival in this country. But what is, there's division amongst the church. See, disciples did that one time. Brother Aaron, when they came to Jesus, said, hey, they're not a part of us. And here they are doing the works that we do. And Jesus said, if they're for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us? And church, I'll tell you what, if we're not careful, not just in unity, but the spirit of division can come into a church. I'm warning you tonight. And you might say, well, I don't know why I'm preaching this. I just am. I said division. Me and Mary, sister, I call Mary. That's my sister. Mary attended church one time, not too far from here. And Brother Keith, God was moving in that church. We seen blinded eyes get healed. We seen people get delivered from demons. We seen people get saved, get filled, seen kids get filled. But over a period of time, the spirit of division came in that church. And today, far as I know, the church doors is closed on that church called division. And we must realize we got to protect ourselves. See, Jesus knew that he was going to be going away, sister. He was a leader. He was a main man. And he knew he was going to go away. And he knew his disciples had to be as one. They had to stick together. You know, as kids, we used to have that one for all and all for one, the three musketeers. You know what that means? You know what the definition, if you research that, it came out, I think, of Sweden or someplace, that saying. It means you dedicate your life and yourself to your fellow man. And we used to play that one for all for one. And that's what the church needs to be like. One for we ought to love each other more than we love ourselves. Jesus said, they will know you're my disciple by the love that you have one for another. Amen. And that's just not based on just this church, how you love the fellow man outside this church. But God is, I believe in the last day the church is going to come together. It's going to come together. It don't matter what name tag you got on the door. Because my mom used to say, one of these days those name tags are going to drop off, eh? Amen. God's going to have a church. He's not going to have Assembly God church. He's not going to have a Church of God church. He's not going to have a UPC church. He's not going to have a Baptist church. He's going to have a church, sister, that came through the blood of Jesus Christ, been sanctified, set apart. Amen. He's not worried about name tags. He's not worried about doctrines and what you got hanging over your door. All he wants to do, he say, if I be lifted up, Brother Jay, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. It's not, don't lift that name tag up, but if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. That's all Jesus is asking. Jesus wants us to come together as a body. We ought to hurt with each other. We ought to weep. We ought to cry with each other. But there's been people in this church the last couple months that God has laid on my heart. And I'm not going to pick you out. I'm not going to call your name. But there, lately it seemed like you're on the outside looking in. You kind of pulled away. God, get back in here. We need you. You know, see, Paul had to deal with some things at the Corinthian church. I shared this a while back with a group of men. I know I butchered it up, Paul, kind of like I'm butchering it up tonight. Amen. But Paul was dealing with some things at the Corinthian church. Because, see, they had division in the church. Well, one said, I'm Apollos. One said, I'm from Paul. But see, he said, Apollos, I think, planted, I watered, but who gave the increase? Jesus Christ gave the increase. Amen. He dealt with those things. He went on to another chapter, and I think it was 1st or 2nd Corinthians. Amen. They dealt with some stuff in 1st Corinthians after the, and Brother Jacobs preached on this a while back about the gifts of the spirits. Amen. I was in a church one time that had a lot of gifts active in the church. It wasn't too long after that, Brother Keith. This one, oh, Sister so-and-so, she lived a bit better than everybody else. I'm not picking on your sister.
All right.
Oh, brother so-and-so, he has this gift. He's better than somebody else. I got a sister can vouch for me. It destroyed that church.
Come on.
It wasn't the gifts of the spirits. It was people, haughty spirits. Look who I am.
All right.
Look how spiritual I am. Look how holy I am. And I'll tell you what, there was people in that church would tell you, you was a little less than they was.
Come on.
Am I right, sister? Amen. You're a little less. I got the gift of knowledge. Amen. See, Paul dealt with that. Paul said, some of y'all sitting out here, you ain't nothing but a big toe. Some of y'all sitting there, all you are is a pinky. You're just one. Some of y'all sitting out there, you're just a big eyeball. Hey, you might say, where is he going with that? Amen, Brother Chad. But see, Paul said, foot can't say to the eye, I don't need you. Amen. You can have feet, no eyeballs. Amen. Can't see where you're going. Paul said, the hand can't say to the foot, I don't need you. Amen. See, Paul dealt with that. Paul seen the division that was in the church over spiritual gifts. And church, I'm warning you tonight. Amen. Be cautious of that spirit of division that will come in. Some of y'all, and I don't want to bring up the past, bring up a bad taste in your mouth, but some of y'all have sit here several years ago and see what happened when division got in a church house. You say, well, that ain't exactly what happened. Yes, it was. It was a spirit of division. And you know what happened to this church? It's not this church, several churches throughout this country that has happened to. Because division, people say, this is the way I want it. Amen. I'll tell you what, I was in a meeting one night in a church I was associate pastor at in Lufkin, Texas. I thought we was going to have a fist fight. It was over sheetrock. Church had $80,000 in the building fund, and the pastor wanted to fix a couple of little sheetrock spots. And men got up saying they was using the money unwisely and thought they was going to have a fist fight. Just a vision in the church. See, we got to protect ourselves. Because God always wanted his people to be as one. You go all the way back to Genesis. The Bible said, let us make man in our image. You go on down. Now, men, you better lean toward that wife and give her a big smile. Amen. He created Adam, put him in the garden. Oh, Adam wasn't, I'm going to behave. See, Adam, it wasn't good for him to be alone. So he made him a woman. Amen. Brother, don't ag it on. He made him a woman. A woman, yes. So every time, all down through history, David had Jonathan. Amen. Elijah and Elijah was teammates. God never wanted his people to be alone, brother. Never wanted his people to serve him alone. We need each other. I don't even know who you are, but I need you. You need me, brother. Amen. You need me, sister. I need you. We all need each other. God did not place us in this church just to be on our own. Amen. He put us out here to be as one body, one mind, one soul, just dwell in the spirit together. Amen. Church tonight, I'll tell you what, I was hesitant to preach this tonight. I said, God, I don't know these people that well. Amen. I don't know. But he said, man, you got to preach. Keep the division out of the church house. It's more, Brother Chad, than the church splitting. It's more than that. It's more than somebody getting mad. There's division in the church can be people come to church, I'm not going to worship, let everybody else worship. Amen. That's a form of division. Amen. See, I believe, Brother Keith, in all honesty, the day of Pentecost would never have happened if they wouldn't have been in one mind and one accord in that upper room. Amen. My mom used to get mad. She'd go to church and catch those men in the best view, and they was talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Amen. They was talking about who was going to win the Super Bowl that year. Amen. And she said if they would come to church with God on their mind and wanting a move of God, we'd have had church that night. Amen. Their minds was far away. Some of us, I'm guilty of it. Come to church and you got your mind on something else. God wants us to be in unity. With unity brings a move of God. Unity. You know, I was thinking today, one of the worst place to have the vision is in the family. Amen. I've seen family. I know I've been there. I've been through it. And it seemed like it's always over a death of a loved one. It brings division. I know families that there's some family ain't talking to the other family because of death in the family. Amen. Fighting. They don't know. I'll tell you what, division in the family is one of the hardest things to deal with. It gets out on your job. Me and Jay, Brother Jay worked at a company together. There was no unity out there. Amen. That's why everything was always going backwards out there. Amen. When you get division in the house of God, first of all, it's going to kill the move of God. Second of all, a lot of times people end up leaving the church called division. But Paul dealt with that, and God wants to deal with our lives tonight. And like I said, I'm not saying there's division in this church. I hope it's on tonight, and Brother Jacobs can hear this. I am not saying there's division in Victory Temple. I said, but there can be a spirit of division creep into a church. You watch, when the Spirit of God start moving and you start having revival in a church, amen, division will creep in. The devil will sneak in through division. He'll cause problems in the church. Amen. And God wants us to stick together. I need you. Amen. You might not need me, but I need you. Amen. I need you. Amen. We need each other. We need to pray for each other. Amen. Like I said, I ain't going to hold you long. But I just appreciate being here tonight. And I just pray that God will just move in our lives. Brother Chad, that God will give us souls for our labors. Amen. Let this church be a light to this community. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. I don't even want music tonight. I don't want music tonight. I got something I want to do special. Amen. Let's all stand to our feet tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And you say, yeah. Yeah, I love Brother Danny, but Brother Danny ain't going to play altar service tonight. Amen. Praise God. What I want to do, I want all of us just come line up across this front. Amen. Every one of us. Don't, if you're able to come, please come. Amen. I want you to line up across this front. Amen. Brother Gary, come here. Amen. That's my buddy back there. I want you to line up and just join hands. I don't play games with God. I don't play games with things that people say you just had heartburn. But I'm telling you, I know what I've been feeling for the last couple months. Amen. I just want to pray. I want us to pray as a whole body and pray that God would join us together. What's that song with feather that can't be broken or whatever that is? Amen. I just want to ask God to join us. Amen. Brother, sister, we'll wait for you, please. If you can come, please come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.